Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is Alan Delisle. I am the technical sales coordinator over here at Phillips Precision. Welcome to Delivering Perfect Parts Faster. I want to say thank you so much for checking us out today. Here at Phillips, we're a manufacturing laboratory where breaking bottlenecks with industry-changing workholding, cutting-edge technology, and process improvements are helping the industry deliver perfect parts faster. And if you like what you hear today, I encourage you to head over and follow us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and check us out at www.phillips-precision.com for access to guest info, company info, all of our product lines, as well as videos and demonstrations. And if you're looking for a better way to get parts through inspection faster, give us a shout. We have engineers and designers in-house to answer questions and help develop the effective concepts that you need to deliver perfect parts faster. We very much enjoy having you with us, so be sure to come back for future episodes as we continue our discussion with industry experts on delivering perfect parts faster. Thanks for checking us out again, and we hope that you enjoyed today's show. So we're sitting down with Mariano and Drew from Wenzel America, and we're talking a bit about education for inspectors and what is required to move the industry forward into the future. And I want to say welcome to the show. Mariano, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Thank you very much. And Drew, how are you doing? What you got going on today? I know you were on the show a couple months ago, and we wanted to have you back, and you brought Mariano with us.
Well, yeah, thank you very much for having us back. It was the last time I was on was my first podcast, and you guys made it a very enjoyable and safe experience, so thank you for that. But this no is problem. A fun way to have a conversation and also share a little bit of information with our customers and your audience. So we appreciate you giving us the opportunity.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, just share information with the world. That's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kathy, you doing good today?
I am. We're running at full tilt here at Phillips Precision. We have our entire staff in the office aside from you, AJ. So yeah, it's a little crazy. It's a good crazy though. I feel like we have a lot of positive things to say in a world that isn't so positive these days. So I think we're doing really, really, really well. At some point soon, we're going to open up the floodgates again for manufacturing. And part of our goal in our company is to create awareness about education and manufacturing. And today we're going to touch on inspection education. And I know, AJ, you've done a lot of research recently about just trying to figure out what programs are available. And it's kind of a lost area of the industry. Other areas of manufacturing have really been coming along quite well as far as the programs and the money the federal government and state and local government puts towards manufacturing education as a whole, but specifically inspection. Maybe it's just my feeling, but I think your research recently and trying to uncover programs has also confirmed the fact that, you know, there's not a lot out there. And we, you know, we're here today to talk to Wenzel about this program, talk through it, learn about it, and then maybe talk a little bit about scaling it and bringing it to a much higher level in the United States. So,
Mariano, you want to get started on introduce who you are and what we're here for and what we're going to be talking about today? And go ahead.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me. It's the first time I'm doing this, but I'm extremely excited. I wish I could frame this by the end, but it'll just be out there in the ether. But so I'm Mariano Marks. I'm the application manager here at Wenzel America. And I started in the metrology field back in 2013 as a trainer. So that's when my passion for is educating. I trained customers for previous metrology company, and here at Wenzel, I wear many hats, but essentially training customers at Wexham and also on site if need be. And now also we're going to be ramping up online trainings as well, given our current situation. So teaching not only Occam, but our other metrology softwares and just getting the word out.
So. Cool. I guess we'll go on and like start it off. You know, why do we have inspection? Why is it so important? And why is it important to ramp up with the education for inspectors and get people on board with the newest technologies and so on and so forth? Why is that important right now?
Yeah, sure. So when I first came to the field of metrology, I realized that it's a very necessary and part of manufacturing, albeit a smaller part, but it's something that is necessary because essentially it's kind of like it's an investment for all products, which I've been very fortunate and lucky to be able to experience with so many different customers and parts for all sorts of industries. And as Drew alluded to in his podcast, there's a challenge currently, I believe, in productivity and education, right? So especially when you can standardize it through the industry, as Occam, as we'll talk about, is aiming to do. This is going to help with efficiency and passing knowledge down to the next generation, which was a concern, for example, in the gear industry, that I was a part of when I first started with Wenzel. So not enough people going into it, and those who have been in the industry for a long time retiring effectively, which will create a scarcity of effectively knowledge, right? Which is what is needed to carry on the manufacturing industry. So this is why we do programs like Manufacturing Day, as you guys know of, because even though we don't make something per se, we provide something that is a component of manufacturing, right? So
when we had kind of discussed leading up to this, it was kind of a way to be able to build a general overall knowledge of what was needed to be an effective inspector, but with maybe cutting out some of the tribal knowledge that's typically the way that a lot of manufacturing seems to be.
I think one of the, we may have talked about it before, but I think one of the challenges the OEMs face, particularly in the inspection and metrology world, is we're kind of siloed with our knowledge too. A lot of our knowledge and expertise and technique is baked into our product or our software. And so we're all really good at training our customers how to use our equipment and our tools and technology, but that's only a portion of what they do every day. So being able to offer other types of training that help them become more well-rounded as members of the manufacturing environment and their plant is a bonus for us, because they become more knowledgeable customers, better educated customers, and they're more effective workers than when they're using our tools to support manufacturing.
Got it, right. Yeah. And it kind of, you know, it really helps the industry as a whole, because the more people have its general knowledge, it gives them the ability to kind of duck, dodge, and weave around problems and that arise on the shop floor or throughout the entire process. So, you know,
please say dip, duck, dodge, dive, and dodge.
All of it, duck, dodge, dive, dip, dodge, weave.
Yeah.
As many movie references as
roll, possible. Backflip. But it's true, because, you know, I've always been a big fan of, you know, I whenever I have somebody working under me, instead of trying to tell them every individual thing to do, I try to help them, you know, kind of live without a map. So then they understand the overall concept of what you're trying to accomplish, and then they can use their expertise and their knowledge and their experience to guide towards that and be able to, you know, make decisions on the fly without having to have a meeting every time or never taken care of, I guess I should say.
In leading up to this, we thought, well, let's look at the industry and see what we can find. And you know, there's a few categories. There's the high school and community college level, then there's higher education programs, OEMs, you know, you teach your specific machines and software and those kinds of things. And then general industry organizations like the SME, ATM, AMT, the ASQ, CMSC, those are more specific to inspection. So, you know, we kind of did a little poking around to see what was out there, and AJ could probably take it from here. High school is just hand tools, right? They brush, you know, they just touch on some inspection, you know, have the students understand the need for it. And it's very basic. Not many high schools in the country actually have even a CMM, right? So it's a lot of hand tools. And right. Then there are a few really exceptional high schools, though, that do. And we actually try to integrate with those and maybe offer them some fixturing and do some programs with them. So it expands their knowledge. I know AJ's gone out to do a couple of demonstrations with some of the local ones around maybe Platt Tech we were at, and Quinsigamond Community College is another one. That's a obviously a community college, not a high school. And the instructors at those in those programs have such a huge job in trying to create an inspector, right? They're not even there to create the inspector. They're there to give them a broad knowledge of manufacturing, create operators at CNC machines and those kinds of things. But, and that's where the money lies. So their labs are built around CNC machines and those kinds of things. They don't have the opportunity to go in into any depth. We just had a recording with Lee Durden, who is the advanced manufacturing lead at Quinsigamond Community College. And he said, flew to Arizona. They taught me what I, you know, just enough to make me dangerous, basically, not dangerous, but, you know, and then to have to repeat that. And then the next semester when he has to repeat it again, almost has to relearn it every time. So the point I'm trying to make is it's a huge job to teach all of the areas. And I feel like that's one of the reasons inspection in general gets dropped. Mm-hmm. It's not a CNC machine. They're not spitting out operators to, you know, to have them go right out into the industry. It just doesn't get recognized as much as general manufacturing.
Yeah. What I've kind of come across, what I found in most of the research that I did was it's the metrology in general, inspection in general, as like a top level thing to search out, is very scarce and few and far between as far as education goes. Mm-hmm. Most of what you find, especially when you search for things like that, is you'll find lots of job opportunities, things popping up with, you know, you're looking for quality control inspector, CMM inspector, CMM operators, and it comes up with, you know, different job postings. And then it asks, like, Google will have the, you know, degrees required pop up. It's in big bold letters. It's high school diploma or equivalent required, all over Google, all over the place, with charts and graphs and just big writing everywhere. And it almost paints this picture that quality control and that the job for that is not complex or doesn't require anything special to do. It makes me believe that maybe it's not high on the priority list of companies or in the industry, you know. And it seemed weird because what I found is that a lot of, you know, especially in the University of Washington, they were training their calibration technicians by the U.S. military for so long. And now over the years, I think probably due to the fact that a lot of manufacturing was pushed overseas for the last, you know, generation or so. So everything was, you know, kind of forgotten or left kind of in the ditches or in the trenches, if you will. And a lot of the metrology becomes generally associated with calibration more so than anything. Right. And even though metrology is used across so many fields, I mean, anything where you're measuring anything really, even in carpentry, right, essentially, it's almost never mentioned. And you talk to a carpenter and say metrology and they think, oh, you misspelled that. It's supposed to be meteorology. It's like, no. Metrology is a thing. Oh, I've never heard of that before. Well, you're a carpenter. How could you, you know, it was very, very, very strange almost, you know.
Enlightening. Yeah. So it maybe it's part of a mechanical engineering degree program, process engineering, those kinds of things, but not laid out on its own. And I don't know if the two of you are familiar with any programs that at the in higher education where they may focus on inspection.
The premier program that I've experienced with in the past is I believe it's at UNC. Mm-hmm. They have a really strong metrology program there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's one of the few, and it's produce some very talented people in the industry, and there's a huge demand for it, but it's targeted more at the higher level more than supporting day-to-day manufacturing operations. So I think there's still this gap that occurs, like you were talking about, from the high school level to maybe the community college type support level to the four-year degree level, where it's not equally supported at all those levels. And I think that's where it's incumbent upon people in the industry, like ourselves and mm-hmm. other OEMs and other manufacturers, to try to work together to find avenues to fill that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think you're talking about the Center for Metrology down at University of North Carolina. Yep. And then Danville Community College also has a they have an advanced manufacturing program there with a lights out metrology lab that they're working on. But like you had said, it seems almost like it's so much higher level that if you were to go through that, number one, sorry, motorcycle going by. Number one, it almost seems like it's just a small part of a still overarching degree.
Yep.
So yeah, they have a metrology, you know, part of that, which is worth a few credits to their overall engineering degree or something like that. But then number two, if you were to go through like full bore into that, you would come out and you would be, you know, some sort of a, you know, an R&D,
right,
you know, high level metrologist, you know, scientist, lab coat kind of person making crazy money working on like a corporate level rather than getting a job as a metrology inspector inside of a machine shop.
Right.
Somewhere.
But we need so both those jobs, right? We need the lab coat guys
absolutely
to help us push the envelope of what the equipment can do and what the next level of technology is to support growing fields like additive manufacturing, right? We need new metrology solutions for these new boundaries of manufacturing. So it all works together. But I think, as you were saying, Alan, over the last generation, we've just kind of lost some of the connectivity between the different variation, the different levels of the education system.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Mariana, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. So this is where we come in. And no matter if you're just coming into the metrology field or you've been there 20 years, we're still able to provide knowledge that you probably haven't seen before because, as we know, the manufacturing and inspection metrology is constantly evolving. So Drew and I were talking about it. In most cases, the inspectors might receive a training class through the OEM for their software, right, where they might pick up some GD&T and other techniques like fixturing or proper care of their machine or something like that. And they might have also taken some engineering courses where they had to read blueprints, right? And they had some exposure to that, like CAD. But nevertheless, inspection is a different animal. So the best recourse might be to get the training directly from the people who specialize in it, who've been in the field for a long time. So we're able to, as we'll talk about with Occam, provide a range of levels, essentially literally levels for knowledge bases that can tackle targeted how much do you need or want to learn, right? That will be applicable for your quality department no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
So I think we've established that we don't, you know, there is a clear lack of inspection training in the country. You know, I'd love to see something like this take off in the United States. And you know, we're pretty involved locally with some groups that, you know, at the end of this conversation, maybe we can talk about how we might be able to create a little test bed for it here in Massachusetts. But I'd love to hear more about it. I don't know enough about it. So
Mariano, you mentioned OCOM a few times and you know, what Wenzel can provide. So, you know, we understand that things are a little scarce as far as inspector education. So what does Wenzel provide the industry?
Yeah, so essentially, Occam is it's a suite of courses, right? That it provides. It's an up-to-date, comparable, controllable, comprehensive. It's a training program that was established by essentially in Germany by a bunch of companies in the metrology sector and also university professors, the PTV over in Germany, who came together over a three-year research period in 98 to 2001. And they came up with this program, which essentially creates a standard for inspection training, metrology training. And so this training program, it's a suite of courses for metrologists, production engineers, design engineers, managers, machine operators, anybody who is interested or has anything to do in the field of metrology that want to enhance their skill set. And this is going to essentially help them reduce costs, minimize waste, and make effective decisions in their quality departments, right? So this is a program that is increasingly being recognized worldwide by companies that aim to maintain a high level of metrology practices and knowledge. So there's companies out there, I know of big automotive OEMs, where you have to have engineers have, for example, level one certificate if they have to, for example, just place a part on the CMM, and level two if they have to program the part on their CMM, right? So the courses are essentially, the program goes perfectly for Wenzel's maxim of thinking globally and acting locally. So the idea that I tell in all my classes is that you want the same training. It's exactly the same whether you're teaching it in China, Mongolia, South Africa, Argentina, Germany, right? So since it's the same all throughout the board, the idea is that you will get the same results whether you're measuring your part in the United States or Germany or wherever your CMM is, which is what we want to create the standard, the results when you end up measuring your part, so you don't end up having defective things that we maybe hear about all the news all the time.
Defective good parts.
Right, yeah. Right, which either cost a lot of money or are dangerous, right? So you can say that you're passing a bad part or you have a bad part that is good and you end up chasing your tail, right? And that ends up costing you money. So why you would want this is that I thought about this. I'm here to tell all the millennials out there that are listening that even with the robot revolution that is currently going, someone still needs to tell that robot how and where to place a part in a particular way, because you still have to know what you're making the robot do in that particular way because of the material of the part maybe or the importance of certain datums on that part, right? So educating customers are the best customers for us and any OEM, right? Because an OEM might have limitations on what knowledge they might be able to provide. So we take on the role of providing our customers and anybody who is doing quality inspection what we know. So the courses that are offered, just to tell a little bit about them, it's right now Occam levels 1, level 2, level 3. And there's also an Occam GD&T course, an Occam's management workshop, and a course for Occam computer tomography. So I'm able to teach levels 1 through 3 and Occam GD&T, which is personally my favorite one. And the levels 1 through 3, for example, are 5 days long with 4 days of material with a test at the end. So that's the other thing that makes Occam great, is that it's certifiable. So at the end, you're able to get a certificate that shows your competency, and you can carry that on the way through, whether it's at the same company or another company. But if you want to take level 2, you got to pass level 1. If you want to take level 3, you have to pass level 2 and also take the Occam GD&T. So this program is global. It's actively managed, so we get audited and on the regular to make sure that we're teaching the courses correctly and it's being administered correctly. And it's a standard, essentially, for the world. And it's a coursework that is also essentially manufacturer agnostic. So we don't focus specifically, it's not Wenzel's product, right? So much so that in the level 1 course, we've taken all the images and essentially made them wireframes. It's because it's not about showcasing our product, it's about the knowledge that the students will gain from this. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So,
I had a question. So as far as the software, is your CMM and software used to do the training, or is that a generic? How does that become generic?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So essentially, I like to merge the Occam curriculum with our standard software courses that we would use in our CMM. So for example, our Cordis software, what I say is a great foundation of mesh is that you take the Cordis metrology software course, basic course perhaps, and then you take Occam level 1, which will show you you would start with Occam level 1 to get the foundations of metrology. So for example, in Occam level 1, we go through units and what is a CMM and different types of algorithms, things like that. So if you haven't seen a CMM ever before, you're just coming from the machines, right? Machine department. Okay. So you take Occam level 1, Then you might mix it with a Cordis Basic to get started with our metrology software. Then maybe you get some Occam Level 2 under your belt, a little bit more GD&T, and then you become more dangerous, as you so appropriately put it, to take maybe a Cordis Advanced, and that gives you a great meshing of our program. Whether it be with us or somebody else, you still have Occam to back you up.
So Occam is, because it's broad industry developed, education industry developed, it's available to other OEMs and to offer to their own customers.
Yep, exactly. And it's worldwide. It's the same material, like I mentioned. So it's essentially a manual, and people from different, all sorts of different industries will come to us. I can hold up to 12 people in a classroom, and I have my PowerPoint presentation, and I teach customers. And the greatest thing is if I sometimes, not that I don't love it, but letting the customers talk, and they share their experiences within themselves. Mm-hmm. So they're able to teach themselves what they saw. So if you have two machine operators that they've never seen a CMM, they'll go, well, what's your CMM like? What kind of parts do you measure? Oh, I do it this way. I was like, oh, well, why are you doing it this way? So they're learning from where they're coming from, right? So, yeah.
Okay. I think another important facet of it is that because it's agnostic in this way, it's not about Wenzel software or Wenzel CMMs, and ultimately it's not about any level of technology in the level one class. So there's still plenty of customers out there in shops who they don't have automated CMMs yet. They don't need them for their process. Maybe they're in more of a fabrication type environment or less critical manufacturing from a tolerance standpoint, but they want to have good mathematical habits in their inspectors and good data collection habits, and Alchem can still build that foundation for them. So even if you don't have the latest and greatest technology, there's an advantage to going through this class and having your manufacturing or quality people trained in this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Being able to gather data and being able to look at data and understand what it says is going to automatically raise efficiency immediately. Mm-hmm. Without even having to invest in anything or buy anything, just being able to see the data and know how to read it is already going to make you better.
And you can invest in the best tools in the world. And if you have poor habits of how to use them and you don't understand why you're using them, then you're wasting money.
Absolutely.
This is exactly the point that we touch on is the why, right? And what factor of, we say, a CMM or your environment or your knowledge base contributes to the influences in your part, how bad it may be or how right you may be doing things. And a lot of times it is the operator we find that needs to be able to apply things maybe equally all throughout their process. Or if they need to change something or keeps them essentially in check and thinking of things like their environment, or if they're taking care, if they have the most accurate CMM in the world, they wouldn't want that to, you know, your granite to go bad or anything like that, you know, no water equal temperature, everything.
So doesn't this then extend to improvements in the manufacturing process right down the pipeline, right? So if you have a well-trained inspector uncovering issues with parts, you know, that it bumps back to the operator and the tooling and all the things that had created the part so they can uncover those things, right? So I feel like it's an improvement for the entire manufacturing process.
100% from going from what a unit is in level three to what is statistics, if you want to gather those. Mm-hmm. So if that's a good use for your process, then we'll show you how to do that.
Okay.
And as more people shift away from the traditional manufacturing quality relationship in the plant to cellular operations, where the person cutting the chips is responsible for verifying that the process is running in control, this training now comes out of quality and it just becomes good for general manufacturing.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
Good.
So how does somebody get involved with this? How do they enroll in OCOM, or how do you sign up? How could I take this right now?
Yeah, sure. So what you can do is go to our website, of course, wenzelamerica.com, if you're interested, and shoot us a message there, and you can see what we are able to offer. As I mentioned, right now we have levels 1 through 3 and GD&T. Whether you want to come again to Wixom, Michigan, or we want us to go to your place, I've traveled as well. I love traveling the country. If you want some more general information for Occam, they have their website, occam.info. And Occam, it's a German word. It's an abbreviation for Ausbildung Koordinatenmeshtechnik. I hope I'm saying that right. But it's metrology, coordinate metrology training. So aukom.info. We'll get you the materials that are covered in each topic and who the providers are, how you can take Occam if you need it.
Who was it that established this? I thought that was
Volkswagen
really solid.
And Bosch were two of the big drivers on the manufacturing side, and then on the there was, as Mariano said, there were university components, and then companies in the metrology OEM side like Wenzel and Zeiss and Wirth. Were also part of the genesis of the curriculum. So it was really something that had buy-in and support from a lot of different people in the industry.
So I wouldn't say that this should be at the trade school level, but maybe the initial pieces of it would be. If a high school student was interested in becoming an inspector, we could offer potentially, you know, level one would be appropriate for high school level. And then they could maybe transfer that up to community college level. We have pretty tight relationships between our trade schools and our local community colleges, where they are they can enter a manufacturing program with credit, depending. So there's a lot of agreements and a lot of programs going on that are very collaborative. Mm-hmm. So the other thing we'd love to see at the community college level is certificates in manufacturing. This would make a great, in a nutshell, kind of a certificate program that somebody could go into Quinn Sigman Community College or any college and come out with a certificate equal to an inspector with credits and so on. And then they can choose to expand on that.
Yeah, it's a nice feather to have in your hat, to borrow from another one of my classes that I took a long time ago. But it puts you that much more above and shows that you've taken the time to understand the metrology education. So
if somebody was to get into this, say, just a complete beginner level, would be able to walk into this class, and even if I had no technical experience in a machine shop in my life and I just said one day, you know what, I saw a cool thing and I want to be I think I want to work in a quality control lab for manufacturing. I would be able to sign up and come out of there with valuable knowledge to go get a job.
100%. I think if you have if you had a background in engineering or math, it helps. But if you have never seen a CMM ever, that level one is a great introduction, and we cover all the topics. We'll help you along. You have materials to take. We have practice tests. We have the other people in the class that are going to help you to get you ready for that test in that week. I think it's a great program. We've been working with some local agencies as well to offer Occam for job retraining and exploring other avenues where it could benefit workforce and employers, right? So definitely a great tool for people out there.
That would be good for the retraining here in Massachusetts that they have.
Our workforce training centers and MassMEP and the community colleges take part in that. We have a Remake 4.0 grant that the state's putting people back to work through education, retraining in manufacturing. I wonder how this would – I'm trying to picture how this would plug in to – a college program. How would we move that into our local community college, for example?
That's one of the challenges we've had up to this point with going to the next step. And it's the point we're at in discussion with educators right now and administrators of as we educate them more on what the content is, trying to figure out the best way to stream it into the curriculum that they already have in place that isn't always as flexible as you could hope, because their job is to get X number of students through that curriculum, and they have a lot of challenges in the semester to make sure they're done and they're doing a quality job. So adding another set of tasks can complicate things, but we're having some good discussions about how to maybe parse the content of Occam into the overall semester, or carve out some specific times in the semester where we can focus on these topics and get them through our curriculum or the Occam curriculum.
Does it make sense to plug it in and have it stand alone as its own program? Because there are certain community colleges, they set up their entire manufacturing education program in a certificate kind of a format, which, so there were titles. You want to be an estimator planner, you want to be a machinist, you want to be an inspector, that kind of thing. So I'm just wondering if it makes sense. And again, I need to learn more about it to see if it could plug in as an individual standalone inspector's program that someone would sign up for, go through. Somebody at the university or college would have to manage it, head it up, train for it, and be specific to that program. But it might be worthwhile.
How long did you say the program was again?
So our level 1 through 3 courses are 4 days of material and a test on Friday morning, lunch provided. And then the GD&T course right now is just a 3-day course with no tests. So it's just a lecture based. And then the ones that I don't teach are, there's a management workshop, 2 days, and a CT, it's also 2 days, so that are offered out there. But the levels 1, 2, and 3 are the main ones that have the metrology. Not just CMMs, optical CMMs, form testers, all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
So each level is 4 days in a test plus a test? Yeah.
For level 1 through 3, yep.
So you would be talking 15 days total if you were to do them all at one time?
Yep.
Correct.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, that could be something that could be a good certificate program.
Out over a semester or two.
Over, semester. Right, yeah. Yeah, if they were to intertwine it into their manufacturing program already. But then also, too, if it's even 15 days, 2 days a week over a course of so long, then that could be something that would be possible, too.
Yep.
It wouldn't even have to be during typical school hours or something like that, like nighttime courses or something like that.
We have a lot of that here in our
That's what Remake does, yeah. But yeah, no, that's fantastic. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Drew, thank you so much for coming back and bringing Mariano with you. Mariano, thanks so much for your time. Kathy, thank you so much for sitting in with us. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your afternoon.
Thank you very much.
And if you like what you hear today, I encourage you to head over and follow us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and check us out at www.phillips-precision.com for access to guest info, company info, all of our product lines, as well as videos and demonstrations. And if you're looking for a better way to get parts through inspection faster, give us a shout. We have engineers and designers in-house to answer questions and help develop the effective concepts that you need to deliver perfect parts faster. We very much enjoy having you with us, so be sure to come back for future episodes as we continue our discussion with industry experts on delivering perfect parts faster. Thanks for checking us out again, and we hope that you enjoyed today's show.